Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope you're having an awesome week. So today is March 31st, and a couple of weeks ago, I had a chance to share about a book called Praying the Bible by Donald Whitney. And one of the things that he suggests in that book is on whatever date of the month that it is to go look at that psalm and use that psalm to guide a prayer for you. And so I'm taking today's devotional out of Psalm 31, and I really just want to read a couple of verses that are in the middle of it. And so this is Psalm 31, starting in verse 7. And here the psalmist says, "I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love." Obviously, "your" there is referring to God. "I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love." And then he says, "because." And in the Psalms, you see lots of "becauses" that go there. And oftentimes, the "because" is something related to God's faithfulness or God's power. But here, the psalmist says something that I find really interesting and honestly kind of poignant for the season that we're in with this disruption from the coronavirus that is, it's hurting a lot of people in terms of their physical health. It's hurting our economy. It's doing a lot of just unique, damaging things. And so check out what the psalmist says next. He says, "I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love because you have seen my affliction and have known the distress of my soul." And then skipping ahead to verse 9, it says, "Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is wasted from grief, my soul and my body also. For my life is spent with sorrow and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity and my bones waste away." And what I find just so comforting about this psalm, and this psalm is not unique. If you've read the Psalms, you've seen these types of verses and psalms in our Holy Scriptures. But notice what he started with in verse 7 that we read, "I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love because you have seen my affliction." And here the psalmist isn't saying that God has already delivered him out of his affliction. Rather, he is taking comfort in the reality that our God is a God who sees. He sees our affliction. And because of Jesus Christ and the reality that Jesus, God the Eternal Son, was incarnate, he was enfleshed just like you and I, but yet he, even though he had never done anything wrong, he suffered and he was betrayed by a close friend. He knew what it was like to be hungry and to be cold and to be in pain and to suffer. The psalmist says that God has known the distress of my soul. And so today, I just want to encourage you with these words, that you and I in Christ can do what the psalmist here is modeling for us and calling us to, that we can rejoice and be glad in the steadfast love of God, even if we are currently in distress, and even if we don't necessarily see when or how God is going to relieve us from this distress, because we know that even in the midst of our distress, we know and love a God and are known and loved by a God who sees us. When we are joyful, he sees us, and when we are in distress, he sees us. And because Jesus came, this God, the one true God, he has known the distress of our souls, not just by observation from afar, but he has experienced distress. And I want to challenge you today to remember that we serve a great God. And no matter what your day looks like today, and I hope your day looks awesome today, and you're like, "Wow, I am not in distress at all, but I'm glad that psalm is there." But some of us, we are in distress. I hope that you find comfort from the words of Psalm 31 today, and maybe even go read the entire thing on your own later today. But we have a God who sees. He sees us in our distress and in our joy, and he loves us, and we can rejoice in him because of that. Let's pray together, please. Father in heaven, we truly do rejoice as the psalmist rejoiced, and we can be glad in your steadfast love because you are a God who sees. And because of your son, Jesus, you're a God who knows our distress. He has experienced distress like we have. As Hebrews tells us, he can sympathize with our weaknesses. So Father, please today remind us of your goodness. Remind us of your presence with us, even in the most troubling and difficult of times. God, you are so very good. Remind us of that goodness and draw our minds, souls, hearts, and bodies into worship of you today. We love you. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. We want to encourage you now to take a few moments to pray on your own as well. God bless.
Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.